stigmatisms are about it. So, Cass, did you have a good weekend? No?
Yes, well, yeah. My weekend was good. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, my weekend, I mean, my weekend was the best weekend. Yeah. I had a friend that passed away Thursday, so, I mean, was it the best weekend? But, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I heard he was a mentor to you guys to the station. So
He was a mentor. Yeah. I mean, even though I was technically his mentor, but he was in so many ways my mentor. Yeah, man.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope you guys are all healing as best as you can.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it is what it is, you know what I mean? We thought we had more time with him. He was sick. He went to the doctor, came back, and, you know, we thought, they said about a year. He had a heart condition, so they said we had about a year and stuff. And then less than 2 weeks, he passed away.
Well, that's why you guys have to remember to love everyone you have around you as much as you can and give them all the kisses. High fives. Kisses. High fives, too. High fives are cool.
I don't think we can give them kisses, but yeah. I don't think we'd be giving kisses. So how was your weekend?
I behaved this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Which is so funny because on Saturday we were day drinking at a, you know, with a couple of swinger friends at their house. And, nothing really crazy happened. Definitely, though, Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Drinko. I'm going to be.
Wait, hold on.
I feel like I'm a bit naughty.
Wait, you was hanging out with swinger friends.
Yeah, drinking and nothing happened? Yeah, it was chill.
It was a vanilla even with swingers?
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, wow. You know, that's okay.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. That's not okay.
Why can't swingers be friends?
Nah. I doubt you and all your swinging friends now. You know, we got together. We just drunk.
It was just like me and yeah, just my had date too much fun together. Couple.
It's boring now. That's what it is.
What? Boring. Two couples isn't enough.
Yeah, did it so much. Now it's just boring.
The
excitement's gone. It's like, okay. Yo, anytime a man or a female get together and they decide to do other things than sex, that means this either you've been married for a long time or the sex is whack.
Damn.
Yo, you know it's true because if it was like mind-blowing that's off the chain.
That's kind of true because I want to travel with my person, but I definitely want to like fuck everywhere we travel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I'm telling you, if it was like a great situation, y'all would have been fucking and having a good time. But because you did it, it's like, let's just hang out tonight and talk.
They're just friends now.
Now they're friends.
Yeah, we're past where.
It's kind of hard to get to.
Was that friend zone?
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the friend zone. You're not swinger anymore. You're just friend zones.
Damn. Well, that was fun, though. Good times. Good memories.
Yeah. I mean, move on to the next.
You got to savor those moments.
Exactly, because it got boring. Now they're just your vanilla friends.
Oh, vanilla friends. They're fun, too. You know, I asked on my social media earlier, what's the first thing that pops into your head when you think swinger lifestyle? There was some interesting responses. What's the first thing that pops into your head?
Sex.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Yeah, sexy times, yeah.
No, just sex.
Just sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you pretty know, much. I mean, for me, it would be like threesome, foursome, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know. If you ask what my definition of what is to be a swinger for me, I would be like, well, that would be awesome threesomes all the time and foursomes.
Do you feel like you've had enough crazy, like, threesomes and orgies in your life that you're just like, I'm ready to hang up the dick?
Nah. Like, I don't think any man, regardless of who they are, no matter how much you're in love with your wife and stuff like
time,
that.
So you gotta fuck as much as you can.
You are just like, you know what? I don't think, if any man says he's ever had enough of threesomes, is gay. And then, he should be saying he wants threesomes with men.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know any man that would say, Like, I meet some girls that they be like, oh, you know, I want to try swinging or polygamy with my husband, you know, with another girl. And he's like, he doesn't want that. I'm like, either he's gay or he's cheating on you.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know any.
Like, if a girl.
I don't know.
You mean like if a wife approached her husband and said she wanted to be part of the lifestyle and he said no.
He's either or. Yeah, I mean, especially a lot of girls that I meet and see want to go into the lifestyle, whether swing or poly, but they want to do it for other girls. They're fine with a one dick. They're fine with one dick. They just want to explore their bi side. A lot of girls aren't curious.
There's also, though, a lot of girls, women, that go because of their man.
Well, I mean, I'm not talking about those. I feel sorry for them girls.
That's a whole nother.
But I'm talking about most girls that go into lifestyle. They originally want to go in it for other girls. Because to them, I mean, what I've seen is most women are okay with one dick in their life. They're completely fine with that one dick. But for them, the excitement is more of a, like, a girl.
If it's a good dick,
exactly.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If it's a good dick, then they're completely fine with that. But they want to, like, explore with girls. They want to, like, meet a girl and have fun and have that type of, you know. And, you know, a lot of these girls are like, oh, my husband's not really with it. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, either he's gay or he got a side piece that he like and all that. Because I don't know if my wife ever came to me and said, hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? It's not even going to be a question. It's going to be like, sure. If she comes to me and says, baby, I want to have a threesome with a girl. Sure. Like I will stop her mid-second. Let me stop you right there. Let me tell you sure. And let's move forward.
Yes.
Yeah, so any guy that doesn't want that to me is either gay or he has a side piece. Or he just don't like you.
Damn.
I mean, no, seriously. I mean, at the end of the day, what husband... Unless they're like real religion. Maybe like if they're religious.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah, then that's one thing.
Or insecure.
I mean, that's another thing too.
I think that's the biggest one.
Yeah. I guess so.
I feel like I have a lot of conversations with folk, and I definitely push the boundaries and ask them questions, you know, that like, you know, like, why are you usually guys are the ones that just want to have threesomes with women, but not with guys or anything beyond that, you know what I mean, in that realm. They're just like, oh, just threesomes. And I'm like, well, that's not fair.
I think this is my opinion. Like, I think any man, and like I said, you know, like, let me just put this out. The way you live your life, your sex life with your partner is I'm not judging anybody.
No, definitely not.
So at the end of the day, the way you want to live your poly life or swing life or BDSM life is on you. But for me, I just can't. I don't personally respect a man that allows other men to dominate their wife.
Oh, shots.
You know what it is. I just think that as a man, my job is to protect my woman, to protect my wife at all times. And
are you saying domination or just literally like a guy fucking your wife?
I mean, fucking my wife is dominating her. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, he's fucking her. Yeah. I mean, she's not fucking him. So what I'm saying is like, I just think like as a man, it's my job. And like I said, to each his own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But as a man, it is my job to protect my wife and be everything to her. Now, if I can't get my penis hard or I have erectile dysfunction and all that stuff, then I think I would be okay with that. Because at the end of the day, it's like, well, if I can't do it, I'm doing it for my wife. And still, I would, in my mind, and maybe this is crazy, I'm still in control. I'm still the man.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, baby, let's go. We can do this. So I'm going to be happy because if I can't, I'm doing something for her. You know what I mean? But if I'm willing and able, if nothing wrong with my penis or my mouth, then at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't.
Perhaps for now, that's how you are. Perhaps you'll change in the future.
I mean, I don't think I'll change in the future. Like I said, now, if it's starting not working properly, then I think I'll change my mind then. But I don't know. I just don't think.
Well, you'll run out of things to do. There'll be that limit that you'll be like, ugh, another threesome. Like, I've had that.
Really?
Yes, okay. I've had that.
Maybe you have, like, some sucky sex.
Oh, no. First of all, no.
I mean, at the end, I just don't think.
Are we on the feed on Facebook today?
Yeah, we on feed Facebook.
Which page?
Oh, we go live now. We were on, but the thing now it's live. Okay. Anyway, but
well, thanks to my friends for looking out for us and tuning in. We love you guys. We're live now on Facebook on RSVB Talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and we're on the app, and you can download it if you have to. Go Taco Tuesday on your way there. Listen to us.
Taco Tuesdays.
Dude, I'm so excited for Cinco de Mayo. Like, it's my best friend's birthday. Shout out to hashtag Golden Lish, hashtag my big booty white girl.
Oh, big booty white girl. Those are always nice. It's huge.
It's huge. It's like a planet.
Is she in the lifestyle?
Yeah. She's a unicorn.
Oh, yeah. You just know all the unicorns,
I do. I think that girls are just fun. You know,
there are a lot more here
in Florida.
There's a lot more unicorns now than there used to be. Back in the day, they were rare.
Like, if you tell a girl, like, hey, you're a unicorn, they'll be like, what? And it's not a known thing, but there's a bunch of girls that are willing to play out there,
you guys. Seriously, there are a lot of, like, I remember back in the day, like, unicorn, like, single females in any lifestyle, from poly to whatever, was really rare. And it was, like, the search of, like, you know, holy grail. You know what I mean? But now it's like, yo, they just everywhere. Like, every woman is single looking for some type of situation now. You know what I mean? And it's crazy how it is now. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel at the end of the day, I don't, you know, all the unicorns can be with me.
So I have a question. Cass is here for all the unicorns.
I want all the unicorns.
That need a daddy. I don't know if you like being called daddy.
Hey,
chocolate daddy.
Whatever you want to call me.
Fuck, I forgot my question. Never mind.
Okay, was it that important?
I guess not.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so would you be like, have you, like, had a couple that you met or something, and then just night out, and then the girls play, like, are attracted to each other, and the guy and you are just, like, smoking a cigar in the corner of the room watching the girls play?
See, unfortunately, in my life, my wife isn't bi.
Okay, yeah.
So that never happens. Oh. I mean, I would love it to happen.
Okay, okay.
I mean,
you don't want a guy dominating your wife.
No, I would love for me and my wife to be out one time and we meet some girl and she's like, baby, I want to do it. And I'm like, yes. And I would just sit there and watch. Like, seriously, I would just sit there and watch.
Yeah, that's fun.
I would just sit there and watch. But, you know, my wife isn't bi. Like, she's, like, the type of person where, like, it has to be, like, a very exciting situation somewhere far on vacation. But we've never been in that situation because we do a whole bunch of vanilla vacations. So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I mean, I'm sure people are probably part of our lifestyle that are on these vacations as well, these cruises and stuff. But, you know, we're just never the aggressive one to find out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there was one time in a strip club I thought I was going to get a threesome with my wife, but that didn't happen.
Oh, honey.
She loves the strippers. She was making it rain.
You were at the strip club.
Her and the strippers were getting along. Her and this one stripper were getting along so well. I got so excited. I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to happen. She paid for the girl to give me a lap dance. And she was like, yeah, baby, you like that? I was like, yes, I like it. And she was, her and the girl was all, you know, dancing on each other. I'm like, oh shit, I'm about to get this threesome tonight. Finally, yes, yes. All my dreams are paying off tonight. You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden the club closes. I'm like, all right, babe, what are we gonna do? She's like, oh, we're going home. I'm like, what do you mean going home? She's like, we're going home. I'm like, you wanna talk to what's her name? She's like, for what? I'm like, to bring her home. She's like, bring her home. She's like, are you serious? Then we get home and then she wanna have sex with me. I'm like, I wanna have sex now. I don't want to have sex now.
Hey, hey,
Miss O's in the building.
Look at all sparkly and sexy.
I see titties.
Ooh, titties.
Well, you know,
titties.
I knew that you were going to have titties, so I was like, all
right. Oh, wait. They're not visible today. There we go.
There we go.
Talking to Mike. Put on the headphones. Put on the headphones.
Microphone check.
Can't hear you?
Yeah, I can hear me.
No. Sorry.
It's
kind of
airy, though. It's like breathy. Oh.
A lot of things are happening in my ears. The wrong holes.
No, people love that.
Talk.
I am talking, but it's echoey.
Hold on.
It's echoey. Okay, now go. I hear me. Ooh.
Now you're sexy again.
Oh. How are you?
Hi.
That's how you gotta do it. That's how like
Miss the porn store. The other owner of the Culture Radio.
Why are you gonna say like that? The other owner, like
you are the co-owner, boss ass bitch.
The way he said it, you know, like oh, the other one, you know.
The other one that nobody really cares about.
No, everybody cares about me.
Come on, nobody cares.
Everybody cares about me.
So Miss O is not in the lifestyle at all. But I think she is on the low. She just doesn't say nothing.
I think so, too. I think she's a freak. Say, on the low. She looks fine.
I think she's very private with her stuff. So I think she's like a freak. She be having like crazy orgies at her house and stuff like that.
That's you know what?
She's the one that like has a secret room, right?
Yeah,
but
I
only
think so.
Says she's only partying at the nightclub and then like goes and like texts you low key like room 106.
Exactly.
And
I
then
think
like
so.
You sneak in and leave your friends for like 2 hours, disappear because you're fucking the shit out of Miss O. And then you know, she goes to sleep because that's not her life, so she's tired. You put her night night and then you go and keep on with the lifestyle party.
You know what?
And then your friends are like, where were you this whole time? Oh, I was like, just taking a nap.
I was busy. You know what? I mean, not even going to front. Like, I would totally would have a room.
Yeah.
I would definitely would have a room. I would have a, like, you know, like a secret room and with, like, all, like, the toys except for the butt plugs because I don't do that shit. But I would do all the other stuff.
Depends on how drunk I am.
I can't. You know, yeah. I just can't, like, I don't even want your finger there. You know what I mean? Like, not saying that like it hasn't happened because like you know I clench up real quick.
Wait. So you've had something in your butt before?
Everyone's tried it. I'm sure everyone's.
But it's
tried
not
it.
Like it's not willingly. It's just like boop,
and well, I'll be trying.
You know, and then I'll be like,
any man slip into a butt, he gotta have a small dick.
No. I'm talking about a finger.
Like, oh, I'm about to say if your man slips into your butt,
like,
small
you can feel when they're like. You know, they're creeping.
They're like, hey.
They start off with like one finger, then they're doing two, and then.
Right, or they're trying to
They do a little lick.
So, Miss O, do you like it when a man toss your salad?
Oh,
yeah, listen,
you know,
oh that's different.
Yes. Yeah. Do you like it when he puts
I kind
of
like it.
You know what? Again, it's one of those things that people like to try, right?
Yeah, it's fun when it happens.
You know, and I'm always like, and then they're like, relax. And I'm about to like, break their whole neck off, right? Because, like, you know, like the leg muscles be strong, but. Not saying that I'm not opposed to it. It's just like it's a lot of wetness going on. Now you got your tongue there, and then I'm be thinking to myself like, please do not put your tongue in my vagina because like they tell you not to mix.
Oh my God, she's the only person she wrote a contamination.
You know, the gynecologists tell you not to cross stuff like that, and then you think, you like, ooh, and you think I'm gonna kiss you in the mouth.
I'm immediately kissing you. Right after I do that, I'm kissing you. I want to see how much you trust yourself.
I trust myself.
Facts.
You know what? I trust myself. But at the end of the day, that place is where the number two comes out.
People that like butt stuff are very anal about doing like enemas.
Yeah, they are anal.
Yeah,
enemas and like you know making sure that they're clean before you have a session for sure.
Oh, I see. Okay, so
stick a finger up there, wash it a little bit.
Ew. You know? So see, that's what I would think about. I was like, you know, how do I know, like, if everything is straight? Like, I feel like I need to, you know, do something. It's super bright.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
Right? I was like, it's super bright. But no, I'm not into, like, tossing the salad is an okay thing. Like, you know, please be the third thing on the list that you do. You know, I may be more willing, maybe with like a finger, because like you know, at least I know like that finger is not going to be in my mouth anytime soon. You know,
oh, sure.
I'm putting that finger right in your mouth. Right in your mouth. Ooh. Taste it. Ooh. Taste it. What you have for lunch? What you have for lunch? My. Taste it.
Ew.
So that's kind of funny that you. It's true because like I said, I did that post and I got a couple of responses of. Mm-hmm. You know what? Well, let's ask you first. What's the first thing that comes to your head when you hear swinger lifestyle?
White people. Old white people, to be exact.
Old white people.
That's a good one.
When I think about swingers, you know, I think about like 70s porn.
Okay.
Right? With the porn stash.
Someone said something like that.
Right? Old white people who live like in those like nudist colonies. And the keys. Like, oh, we're going to trade wives tonight. Put your key in the, you know, in the basket. And then someone's like, yo, I want James' wife because I heard that she's wild, right?
Wow.
You know, that's what I always think about, like, swinger lifestyle. Even though I know, like, everybody does it, but I always feel like anybody that's ever asked me has always been white.
And, okay. I don't know. I'm going to have to look at the statistics.
Yeah, I think it's like all white
people. Remember the guy said that most Swedes are white Republicans?
Yeah, that's true.
You know why? Because they're repressed of all their like stringent ways.
Yeah.
I hate Democrats. You know what I mean?
Anger fuck.
That's what I think. I think all white people who like swings. Okay,
yeah, definitely. I think that's changing now. There's not that much. No, there still is the older crowd. Mm-hmm. But the younger crowd is pretty big.
Well, I think, like, for me, when I think about younger people, it's people who, like, part of the hookup culture, right? And they just well, you know what?
But I mean, the lifestyle is the hookup culture.
Yeah, but, you know, but at least it's like...
We the OGs.
We the OGs with it.
Well, I think there's a difference between the hookup culture and swingers. I think swingers have some type of rules and morals compared
to definitely a lot more hookup. Safety.
Exactly. I think the hookup culture, they just hook it up with anybody. And
you know, they're
getting pregnant and stuff. You know, like swinger unicorns and people that are in the swing world.
Okay, what's a unicorn? Is it somebody who's
a
like...
A single woman.
Oh.
In the lifestyle.
That's willing
That's
to...
That's me! Wait, but I'm not in it.
But you're not willing to play with couples.
Well, okay.
Uh-oh. We gonna get the tea.
No. Okay. Like I've said, I've been asked, right? I've been asked to be part of somebody's, like, love triangle, right? And I'm always like, I don't do chicks. Right.
Oh, that's true. You told me. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't do the cat trap. I ain't licking it. I don't want to look at your shit.
Would you let a woman lick
nope.
you?
Nope.
Have you tried it?
I will not because I don't
find... Is
Yami
offering? Like, have you tried it?
I just...
If you ain't try it.
You know what it is? I'm comfortable with, like, my own sexuality and I can find women attractive, but I am not comfortable with another woman's face. You know what I mean? Like,
would you rub titties?
I mean,
tits. Everybody
because
loves
both tits. Of you know both what? I've got done some titties and like rubbing those for the show. Y'all ratings go up.
Like,
I'm
like,
get these ratings. Ladies.
You know, like, you know, I mean, I'm okay with like dancing with a woman. Can you know
naked?
What I mean? No.
Too far.
Yeah, you know, like in a bathing suit or like in a club, like
lingerie,
a thong, a thong.
Like, it doesn't matter. She could be in a thong. I don't care. You know what I mean?
Okay, but like, not naked. That's too far. Okay,
you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm be like, oh, I don't know you like that. But, you know, like, if it's in a club atmosphere and, like, that's the vibe,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Then I'm going with the vibe. You know what I mean?
And then you go back to the room.
No. No. I don't want no. See, I'm like, I'm the type of person, like, if we ever get down, right, and if it's another female, the one thing, you can't touch me. Let alone kiss me.
So, I
want to dictate what you do. You know what I mean?
So.
Wait,
be you.
If you hook up with a guy?
Like, if it's a guy and a girl, right?
You
first of all,
tell him what to do.
Yeah,
you're the first, dominant one.
I'm first dibs because I don't do sloppy seconds. Right?
Okay, wait, whoa. So, wait, what
so
does
I
that
gotta,
mean?
I got to stick it in you first.
Okay.
I got to stick it in you first.
She telling his wife that she going to get the dick first.
Yeah, hey, listen. If you're inviting me, right?
That's true.
And then,
true.
And
but
then
deal.
You're, you know what I mean? Like,
it's only proper.
Standards, different standards.
Right. Like, if you're saying, like, hey, I want, you know, I think you're cute. And I'm like, all right. And then you're like, hey, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, me and my husband. And I'm like, all right, great. Listen, one, I'm not drunk enough. But two, I don't do sloppy seconds. So I got to do them first. And then I will tell him how to do you.
So.
Okay.
So just for the fans.
Well, shit. Yeah.
We got a question for the fans.
Okay.
So me, you, and Yami, right? So I have to do you first. And then me, Yami,
this
you
is a question
us.
From a fan?
Right?
Yeah. they said a possible scenario of a threesome with y'all. I read it right there. So,
hold on.
So
someone get my bag. I need to double check
you
that.
You know what? I'm just saying.
Okay.
So, hey, it's all about the fans. So that's how we have to do it, right? So first, I will have to do you.
Yes.
And then me and Yami do it. And then you tell us how to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would be the watcher.
It kind of makes
point.
Me fucking mad, but like that's at the same time, it's so fucking weird. I dig it.
I'm
still down.
I'm willing
so
to
at
try
the,
that
at
shit.
The end of the day, I'm still down.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I would
RSVP late night.
XXX.
Yeah, like I would definitely be the one. Like, hey, you know, like we'll do it right, and he better do it well, right? And then, you know, I'll be like, all right, and then. Change or do whatever you got to do, right? And then y'all do it. And then I would sit there and I would talk cat shit to, you know.
Are you a good dirty talker?
I'll dirty talk.
Would you be naked? Would you be naked?
I would be naked. And yes. I would sit there most likely with a cigar in my hand and just be like, yeah, fuck her harder because she's faking it. I know she's faking it. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And then
we thought we was gonna teach her something, but she teaches.
I would be the one to dominate. I'm over here blushing. You know, and then if you're not screaming loud enough, I'd be like, listen, I don't know what you're doing, but she ain't liking it.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Dude, she's into like male domination.
Oh man,
like, you know, what's that?
I'm so turned on right now. I'll never look at you the same. So never.
Emasculation, is that what it's called when they like
emasculation or something?
Well, emasculation, I mean, a man.
They're into that shit.
I mean,
I wouldn't be like there to tell him like, yo, you're a little bitch. You know
you
what
got
mean? A like,
small ass dick.
You know what I mean?
You can't make her orgasm. You piece of shit.
I've done that one before, and it's really weird.
Wait, you said that before?
She's done it.
Okay. You know what? Wait, hold on.
Details.
This show, yo,
details.
Hold on. Miss O was supposed to come on the show, and she's supposed to be the vanilla
we
one.
We introduced you as our vanilla
friend.
She's
up there.
She's up there, like, telling the story. So what happened with that situation?
It was just super weird. Okay, so when I used to live in Jersey, there was this guy, right? And I've never met him. I don't know how it happened, but I never physically met him.
Usually, that's what happens with Jersey guys.
And then, but like, okay, so he was a white guy, an older white male, and he used to be married. He had two kids. Then he ended up like wanting to wear women's clothing, which was kind of weird. Oh, right. And then, you know, and he called my store to like to get clothes. And I was like, hey, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, we got that in your size, X, Y, Z. Right. No big deal. So then I was like, you know, he's not stranger danger. Right. And I was stupid. So I was like, yeah, here's my number. Blah, 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 blah. Right? So he would call me like every so often. And then it was just, and then like, it would be like, you know, cookie cutter, like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So are you gay? Right? Because he like women's clothing. We talking about like stockings and the heels and all this stuff. And he's like, no, I just like to just dress up and like jerk off. And I was like, okay, that's awesome.
That's, yeah.
So let's get to the good part.
So then, good for him. Right?
I like that.
So then like one day, like, you know, I was getting so pissed because I was like, what is that vibrating like noise in the background? Like, what is that? I couldn't figure it out. And finally I realized that he was like, got his, you know, a little vibrator, and I went off. Right. And it, and then like,
oh,
the,
yeah,
and the louder that I was getting, the louder that vibrator was going, like,
wait, was you at his house?
Hell no.
No, it was on the phone.
On the phone.
Oh.
So, you know, I would be like, you fucking pervert. I can't believe you.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Blah, 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 wow. Blah. You're fucking crazy. Right. First it was like volume one. Right. And then all of a sudden it was like, and I was like, are you getting off? And he was like, just keep going. Just keep going. It's so hot.
And you kept going.
I was just like, you owe me money.
Oh, shit.
You owe me some money. Wow. And every now and again, he would call, and I'd just be like, I want some shoes. I want some money.
Did
like,
you get the shoes?
Yes.
Yes.
You think I'm going to be doing
so
that
so she was a dominatrix.
You, I'm telling you, yes. You give me that vibe.
Wow. Yes. Well, that's why they call me Miss O.
Wow.
Mistress really? O.
Wow. Mind I know blown. Mistress O.
I
wow.
think we don't even like I think she'll
I didn't even know Miss
like, I don't even know what
for Mistress O. I didn't even know that. I've known you for like over 10 years.
That was like my wait, like my serious? Nickname. Well, it was like my nickname for a long time, and I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna just be like, someone was like, yo, I can totally see you being a dominatrix. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, I'm gonna just call myself Mistress O.
Oh.
And wow. then I moved down I've here known, and I was like Miss O.
I've known you for God, yeah, we even have the face. We have a picture of the first day we met.
Yeah,
you guys have to post it.
We did.
Oh, okay.
And but I never knew that Miss stemmed from Mistress O.
Yeah, it used to be Mistress O when I was in Jersey. I mean, I remember like was like never like into that lifestyle, but I've always been told that I could be, and I was like, I can see it, you know.
Damn, this is so hot.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm like speechless.
She's like, I'm speechless.
I'm speechless. I'm
like, you know, I mean, it sounds like one guy who asked if I can pee on him for $1,500.
Oh, he just asked you this right now?
No. So
I'll pee on him for $1,500.
Oh, Mitt, she said that.
Yeah, some guy asked
him.
You know what? I would feel kind of weird if some guy asked me
shit,
for $1,500.
I've tried to pee. Would you do it? Have you done it? Have you peed on someone?
Did you pee on this person?
I think everybody pees on a girl in the shower.
Oh, you terrible man.
No.
Yeah, okay. One time in college.
They don't tell you.
This is a true story.
First of all, I'm going to notice hot pee on me.
Yo, actually,
you take cold showers. Yo, you take hot showers.
Lukewarm, lukewarm.
One time in college, right?
It's good for the skin.
Shit, she did it. Oh, I ain't mad at you, girl. Get that $1,500.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is a true story. One time in college, I was with this older white woman.
Of course she was white.
And we were engaging in intercourse.
Okay.
And I don't know why I decided to.
Did you purposely pee on her?
Not on her.
In her?
Yes.
That's like disgusting. First of all, that's my sacred zone, and now you don't put like ammonia in it.
It's not a fucking cat. We're not cats.
She was so turned on. She's like, but the thing is, I told her that I was coming. I said, oh my God, you're coming so much. I'm like, yeah.
Ew. Quite, yo, on everything, I would literally have to fuck you up. I would literally would have to stab
she
you
like,
in your heart.
She's like, it's so hard and warm.
No. We'll fight.
She's like, you just don't stop, do you? I'm like, no, I don't.
Ew, now her vagina smells like pee and whatever else you ate that day.
And then I wasn't doing like I wasn't doing like all at one stream. I was doing like.
Oh, so you're trying to hold it? You like doing pee and
the blast, the blast. So she thought I was.
I'm done. I'm done. I've tried to pee on someone, but it's harder for girls, I guess.
You know what? If someone wants me to pee on them, my going rate is $2,000.
Oh, there goes that Miss O side coming I'm just
letting you guys know.
Yeah, we need this rent. So at the end of the day, we got bills to pay here. So,
you know,
I'm just saying, we got
sessions after hours.
You know, sessions after hours. If you want me to like, you know, if you want me to call you and just basically tell you what not a man you are, I got you. I got a whole paragraph. I got you.
Oh, shit. That's hot.
Man, Miss O's teacher. I've heard so much about you.
What?
Like, seriously.
You know what's crazy? It's like, you know, I say little things, but no one catches on. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, damn. Y'all are fucking dropping the ball.
Yo, for real. You know,
but keep fucking up. I'm going to be there to pick it up.
You know, but you're right. I am, but I am super private. You know, I am super private, you know, which is, you know, Cass is right about that. I am, like, very private about certain things. I'm like, I mean, this is surface, so this is not that bad.
Surface? There's more?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, of course there's more. There's always more. Well, it depends who you're with and what connection you have, honestly, because a person can, like,
so it's unlock the freakiest
craziest shit.
I don't know. I mean, everybody's level of freaky is different.
So that's for you, true, what is something you've done that has been
I don't
like,
know.
That's extreme. What's
I'm
like
so
the
vanilla.
Fifth?
I'm so vanilla when it comes to certain things. Like, crazy places, okay. Like,
what's the craziest place?
Okay, so wait, what's your kink then? I guess that would be the question.
I don't really have one.
Dude,
you know what? It depends on the individual that I'm with, right? There's certain things that I like, right? So, I mean, I like a fit guy, but doesn't mean that I get a fit guy, right? It all depends.
So you like a guy with meat on him?
You know, yeah. I mean, it just depends on the individual that I'm with, right? Certain individuals do certain things well. Ow. Right? Hey. There are some guys that are very passionate, you know what I mean?
And that's Casanova, baby.
And I love that about them.
Oh, are you a passionate lover or you like to fuck?
It depends on the individual sometimes.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
Oh. Yeah. Because each person I just feel like each person is different, right?
Yeah,
I can't, like,
sure.
You know, be like, yo, I want you to fuck me hard. And then you're like, and that's not him. You know what I mean? They're just not, you know, that's like a girl, but like, yo, I want you to, like, you know, swallow all the way down. But then, you know, she can't because she has large tonsils. You know what I mean? I mean, that shit is real.
That's my problem. Yeah I'm supposed to get them removed. Wayne, I do.
So until she gets them removed, no head from Yami because it sucks.
No,
I'm probably not the best. I haven't gotten bad reviews.
Yeah. But you haven't gotten any good reviews.
I can kind of deep throat.
You know what I mean? I mean,
depends how big
like,
the
she
dick
like, how,
is.
Like,
you know,
she's
exactly.
Like, how is it?
I be,
like, fuck,
I be fucking with big dicks. So
yo,
listen.
Hello, me too.
How big are we talking?
I like them
monstrous.
Big. Monster ring. 9, 10, 11, 12.
I didn't know it was that late. I didn't know it was that time. I'll be back.
You know,
damn.
You know, I'm sometimes a size queen.
Little dicks matter too, though. Like how you said, though, it's with the person. Like there was this guy that, and it just turned me on because he had a small dick. He had like almost micro penis, I guess, right, or whatever.
But I bet you, but I bet you he was passionate as fuck.
Bro, he was like, he would make jokes about his own dick, very confident about it. Letting you know. Just puts it on out there. Like, if you want, he was fine as fuck, too. He's a fireman.
Right?
Listen, you know what? That's a
confident, but like, you know what? Before you go out there in them streets making jokes about my shit, I'm gonna go ahead and let you know. Listen.
That's some grown ass man shit. Thank you. And he got laid by me. Yes. We fucked for a few months. He was very passionate. Made me orgasm.
And it was good?
Yes, it was good. You know.
Is it the type of dick you would marry?
He was
quiet. Look at that. Crickets. You know,
honestly, like lifetime dick. If he were part of the lifestyle, then yeah. Because if I wanted to satisfy my big dick needs.
Right. Wow. wait, hold on. So what is a big dick?
Like, anything bigger than a size 9.
Damn.
Well, yeah. 9 is average, okay, I'm sorry. Like 8 and...
Well, first of all, average.
6. Okay, 6 inches is average.
5, according to stats. But if you remove the Asian men, then 6.5. If you remove the white guys, then it's 7.
Okay.
Oh, and the Puerto Ricans and the Mexicans. But I'm just saying, average is about 6.5.
The fuck, you want an anaconda snake, a nigga just put it around you?
Sometimes I'm not going to lie. One time, a guy was so huge, it scared me. Like, you know, I couldn't even fit it in my mouth.
You know what? That's a challenge. And I was like, I'll take the challenge.
I didn't take the challenge.
A challenge accepted.
I didn't take the challenge. I was like, I've been broken by a smaller dick than this. There's no way you're going to break me and fucking run into the hospital because pelvic.
Well, you know what? I also realized that sometimes, you know, like men who. Okay, so here's my theory. Sometimes, right, there are men who have big Johnsons, right? And they have big Johnsons, but they don't know what they're doing. Right.
This is facts.
Or they
starfish.
Right, starfish. Or they can't hold the erection long enough. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's just because either A, they jack off a lot, and or B, it's just really huge, right? And it just happens, right? So then those are the type of guys you're like, oh man, I really gotta like work really hard because I know it's gonna go like on and off, right? I hate that shit. I like wanna flip a damn table.
Oh, like when they're hard and then not hard. And yeah, then hard like, and then not hard.
Right? Because, and then I say, did you jack off a lot today? I had to ask. And then they're like, oh. And I was like, listen, I need you not to jack off, like, going forward. I need it to be, like, on all the time. Right? Yeah, because you jack off a lot, I feel like it loses, like, sensitivity. You know, so, you know, or if they have a big Johnson but they don't know how to dance, it shows. By the stroke.
The stroke and the way they dance, actually.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're a good dancer, you're a good fuck.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, wait. My wife said I can't dance.
Oh.
Is she trying to tell me something?
Well, no.
Well, no. She's been with you for a while.
Right.
So
she's used to it. She's been with you for a while. So
she likes you. She likes you.
She loves you. Right. So she's past that.
But that don't mean the dick is good. It could be she just because she loves me.
It's good for her.
Right. And then when her alter ego comes out, then it's like, oh, I'm popping.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
I'm sorry.
I told you that in confidence.
Well, you said it on the show.
I did.
What did I miss?
No, my wife has an alter ego called Diamond.
Hey, Diamond.
Okay. Hello, Diamond.
Diamond is the freak.
Oh.
But it'd be rare, though. You know what I'm saying? When I get Diamond.
Does Diamond come out? Is there a trend that you've noticed?
We're on vacation.
Okay.
My wife is a person that, literally, we can go on a cruise. Mm-hmm. All cruise, we bumping and grinding, getting it on. It's just crazy, right?
And as soon as she comes back home, she's like...
Sunday, right? You know, cruises return on Sunday. Sunday morning, we still getting it on. It's like, yeah, right? So, you know me, I'm God. Sunday night, you know what I'm saying? So Sunday night, we go home. You know, we home. I'm like, damn, we about to continue what we were doing earlier today. She's like, no, I'm tired. I'm like, wait, but baby,
Diamond worked out.
Diamond stayed on the cruise.
Yo, why do I feel like Diamond's like the Hulk, right? You know, like Hulk, you know, like mad and stuff like that, and be like, all right, I'm good now.
Have you ever seen a horny woman? We aggressive.
Yes. Right? We super
horny
strong.
Horny women are very aggressive.
Super strong. You're like, where you get all the stress from?
Like, you know what? You know what?
It's like a lioness pouncing ready. Emily, you better just give it to me now.
Like, the quickest way to turn a man off is by being sexually aggressive to him. Like, he'd be like, whoa.
First of all, what are you talking about?
I'm telling you, I'll be scared. Like,
you know, some guys don't like being scared.
I'd be scared. Like if she's too aggressive, I'm like, what's going on? You trying to get a baby or something? What's going on? Like, damn. You trying to trap a nigga or something?
I'd be like, get your life. Just give it to me. Why are you asking me all these damn personal questions?
Oh, my gosh.
Damn, you don't want to set the mood or something? You know what I'm saying?
Like, so, I mean, sometimes you can. And sometimes you just be like, listen, I don't got time for all that extra stuff.
That's.
I mean, give me head. Start off with that.
Oh,
damn.
And then
yeah, I've done that where I've like taken a guy home and just gotten head, and then
Let me ask you a question. Would you ever? Well, I guess this is vanilla question and sweet.
Would you ever?
I have a feeling though that her
answer is gonna be more intense than mine.
Respectable lives. Would you ever reject? Tell a man no if he just said, "I just want to give you head and that's it."
Never. I've gotten that, and I'm yes.
So if a man and just come said, up to you and says, "Give you head,"
I don't even fucking care. Like, if I know your name, like, well, at that point, like, if you're like, hey.
So we're saying I can lick anytime I want to.
You know, I just.
Wait, is that what we're saying? Ladies, hold on. But then I also tell you. If Casanova asked to lick, I can lick.
Oh, well.
No, your wife would not approve.
Oh, don't use the wife. We ain't talking about the wife. See, that's dirty. Like, no.
He's trying to get an ass beat. Right? He's trying to do it. Like, Dominic going to come rolling through that door. Right? Your next little thing, tan hold ass on. From the
next
cruise.
Thing you know, the Culture Radio LLC and Zaxi Entertainment be no longer. I'll be like, but I'm partner. Sucks to suck. We don't want that type of headache.
Man, you know what? This sucks when you marry. You don't get no type of, like, play. You know what I mean?
No.
It's like kryptonite. Like, oh, you're married. Sorry. Like, but I'm just saying.
I know.
Do I have to get permission slip from my wife and send it to her? Like, hey.
Yes.
She signed this and she said sure.
Yes. You know what? I need it to be notarized.
Nipple stamp.
Nipple stamp.
Nipple stamp. I need it to be notarized. Because I want to make sure they have the ID signed and, you know, for the notary on it and everything. Oh, then I'll be like this.
So, you have had threesomes, but you were the dominant one. Yeah, I brought it back.
Yeah.
Well,
We got questions.
Yeah. I don't think you've ever answered.
Yeah, she never answered. She just said that's what she would do.
Have you ever had a threesome, Miss O?
God, it's like on the internet.
Okay, well, you know, we don't have to answer. We'll just leave it to our imagination.
No, you came to this show, so come on, man. You could have sat down and not come to this show. Have you ever had a threesome?
Possibly, maybe.
Okay. Perhaps.
Was it with two guys or two?
I wish it was two guys, perhaps. Oh. But it was another girl.
Well, yeah, because she likes...
It was a girl and a couple? How long ago was this?
It was a long time ago.
How long?
When I thought that I was going to move back to Jersey.
How long ago was that?
It was like, what, I've been here for like 12 years, maybe?
Oh, damn.
So it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So
I was just complaining that I haven't had a crazy play session for like... Six months or something.
I'm just saying, after this, I think we can set that up.
No, well, that's what I said. I realized at that moment, like, you know, so, you know, did you lick her?
Did you lick her?
Negative. Negative.
She said she wouldn't.
I already told you.
I already put the
rules out, and the rules were don't touch me.
Would you be in a polyamorous relationship?
I've been asked, but I'm also selfish.
Yeah, you are.
I'm selfish.
Like, very selfish.
Not so much time, but like, okay, so I'm like very, not a control freak, but I'm very alpha type.
Yeah.
So if it was like you and your mate, right? Then I would, you know, then I'm like, okay, now I'm competing with, you know, like it's not a competition, but I'm like, who's alpha at this point? Me or you, right? Because I can't be the submissive one. I'm just not.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? It's because like
this
it
is why I don't think I'd ever actually, like, it's a struggle for me thinking and being called a unicorn because like.
So
you know what I mean?
So, I'm not the lamb.
So if me and my wife, that wouldn't happen, right? Because my wife is an alpha woman. I love alpha women. You know, if I had like three alpha women hit around me, oh my god, my life would be great. You know what I mean?
I would. You know,
a Haitian, a Panamanian, and a. What is your nationality?
I'm Dominican.
Damn, you're Spanish and Haitian. My life would be perfect.
Or it'd be like in a lot of trouble because you're gonna have like a lot of strong personality. You'd be like, damn, Everybody mad at me today? We all had a conversation. We all had a meeting, and we agreed.
Yeah, you don't want to get a squad about bitches together.
I'm okay with that. Yo, rule my life.
You know, rule it. You
rule
know,
it.
You know, but like it was, you know. So I already had rules already set. You know, set. I mean, this person, you know, have been intimate once before, so I already had rules, right? And I knew her, so she wasn't a stranger.
Oh wow,
I knew
her. Do you still know her? Is she on your Facebook?
No, she's not.
She blocked her ass right after.
You know? Damn. So, like, you know, so that's how I said, like, I just know, like, for me, I would be more of the watcher. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be, like, in the middle trying to kiss you and then you're kissing me.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah,
I don't
nah,
want her kissing wanna... me because I then, you know, because I'm, for me, I'm just not, like, I'm not a lesbian to
what,
me.
What about
And
she,
I'm not even going to fold,
what about
like,
she sucking
pretend.
Me off, right, and then you kissing me passionately while she's giving me head?
As long as she don't touch me. As soon as her hand touches
Damn.
Me,
yeah, we can work
I will
that
flip
out.
The hell out.
We can work that out. I'm
I will
saying.
Flip
fire,
out.
Fire, 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 fire.
You know, like, if she's like, you know, she like this, slobbing the knob.
Slobbing the knob.
And then all of a sudden I feel her hand touching my leg. I'm gonna be like,
I think we're gonna have fun after the show today.
So if you were in a relationship, are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay.
I'm single right now.
Woo-hoo!
Unicorn.
Yes.
You're not in the lifestyle. You can't be a unicorn.
Yeah,
you
know what?
She
I'm a,
can
you know,
be whatever she wants.
You know what?
To
I'm
be.
A unicorn because I have zero children. And as old as I am, which is not old, but I have zero children, and therefore it makes me a damn unicorn.
Well,
but
there you
continue.
Go. Yeah, you're a magnificent unicorn. So if you when you are in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
would you consider being open?
It depends on the individual. Any relationship that I've been with, it's always been like a no, right? Except for one, and I kind of felt like, damn.
Is it a no for you or a no for them?
It's just well, most men don't because to me, open means like we must just be dating, you know? Like you do you, I do me, and then we do each other, and that's it, right? Because I can't like you can't. I had someone like recently approach me about being, and plus they're white. See, like you know, right? But, you know, it's a white guy. He kind and he tried to, you know, try to explain. He's like, well, we could be in an open relationship. I was like, so how does that work out? He was like, well, if you're, you know, if I go on a date or you go on a date, you know, we'll come back together and we're together and we'll talk about it or we'll, you know, be intimate. And then I said, well, I am not the type of person that kind of meets somebody in the bar, be like, yo, he's hot, and then like take him home. Nope. Yeah. I need to vet you out. I need to vet.
You tried to do it to me when you met me. You was like, man,
nah,
Cash, you hot.
No.
I was like, I know, baby.
Incorrect.
I know.
You know, so I'm the type of person, like, I need to vet you out a little bit to see see what level of crazy you are, right?
No, I'm the same way, absolutely.
So I kind of said, like, well, it would kind of be, like, disproportionate because, see, you go and do whomever, and then come back. Where for me, I would have to kind of like work this person, you know, work them a little bit to kind of figure out whether or not I like you. You know, do you really deserve this vagina? And then kind of figure out, does he have a big penis? And then I got like, is he crazy? And then, you know, once I figure all that out, then I'm intimate with that person.
So
you
had a small
you know
penis,
what I mean?
You wouldn't do him?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever done a small penis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, well.
And he was Asian. He was Asian and white. There we go again. He was like, and it was like micro. I didn't know what was going on. I said, wait a minute, we're doing it?
You just gotta ride with it. Wow. You know what I mean? Just
no, I had to let him know. I had to.
Damn, you be hurting people's feelings.
We had to sit down.
I'm just really weird.
You know what? You know
I
what?
I had to sit down and have a conversation.
When I go to the bathroom, I'm a big thing of water, so you think it's big, you know?
I just.
It'd be like,
you know,
like,
I just.
Damn.
You know, I kind of feel like sometimes, you know, I just have like this weird, you know, like. What does open mean, right? So like,
well, it's
so
different like, for every couple.
You know, like, are you doing you and then doing me, and then if I go on a date, like, because he was like, well, if you go on a date and you're intimate with him, I want you to come home and ride me. What?
Right.
You know what I mean?
The man's sperm still in you?
Because condom.
I mean, some guys are into that.
I don't be tasting monoxidil 9.
You know what I mean? Listen. But then
the act of him knowing that another man was inside of you and he's fucking you with another man that was inside of you.
But for him, he said it kind of closes. It kind of just reaffirms the fact that we are a couple.
I see that too.
And then I was like, that's fucking weird. Then I was like, well, what if I'm really tired? He was like, I don't even care.
Now I have a one penis policy in my household. Hell no. This penis right here, that's it.
I'm trying to think.
Penis.
I think generally, though, that's kind of just how it goes. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure couples probably go out, swing, and have their fun. And then at the end of the partying and the swinging, they
turns
fuck each
on.
Other.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, right. But I, you know, I just kind of feel like it just leaves. Hotness. I mean, like when he was explaining, he's like, "Well, you know, we're still committed, we're still open, we're still talking." And I was like, "So you can do you, and I can do me, and then yeah, we just kind of, you know." Dick. And then, but then I'm like, again, I'm not the person that kind of goes out in the club and meet a whole bunch of people and find whomever, right? I had to, like, literally, now I'm hunting. Now I got to go hunt for some, you know, for some, you know, consistent penis, right? Because I don't want random. I just want somebody consistent. Like, so if I find someone, I'm doing, you know, like, hey, where you going? I'm going to go see Steve. Again? Yeah. I'm going to go see Steve.
Steve. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I like consistent dick, too.
You know what I mean?
I think it's important to have consistent dick.
Right. And then I'll let Steve meet whoever I'm dating. Steve, this is my man, Steve.
My main man.
Hell no. Hell no, Steve.
Right? And then...
You deserve better than that, Steve. You don't let her do it to you.
You deserve better, Steve. Right? And then I just think that, you know, like, if we're open like that, you know, I mean, like, again, I would have rules, right? Okay, you're taking Janet out? Okay, great. Well, you can't take Janet out to no, like, you know, posh, you know, posh restaurant that you have not taken me to. We're not
doing
that.
That's fair. I would have that rule, too.
Yeah, like, you would be like, oh, I'm taking her to the Citrus Club, and I never been there. Oh, you never took me?
Oh, baby, you never been?
No, I've been.
Okay, let's go.
You know, I'm just saying, like, let's just say that you want to take her out, like, oh, you know, and you can't take vacations without me.
Yeah, you vacations know? Are pretty intimate.
Yeah, like, oh, you know, I'm going to take Janet on a vacation. Oh, where? To the Bahamas. We never been. No, I'm sorry. You can't take Janet to no damn Bahamas. So, you can't take her nowhere expensive.
I'm taking Janet to the Bahamas.
Nope.
I love Janet.
Nope. Listen.
No.
I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
Nope. Now we going to kill Janet. You see what you did?
Right, Janet's
I got
dead.
Mad. I don't know why I just got mad.
Like, Janet's dead.
Just let you know, Janet's I set the timer dead. For 15 minutes afterwards. So.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So I feel like if I was going to be, if that was to happen, which I doubt, right, I would have to have these boundaries, right? You can't get this bitch pregnant, and you can't cook her dinner.
Wait,
can't cook her dinner?
What's Janet's job? Isn't her job is just to fuck you?
Oh, wow.
That's her job, right?
Oh, wow.
Titties.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, what's her job? We an open relationship. Janet knows the deal. Same thing with Steve. Hey, this
That's
is
true,
Steve.
But those are your rules. And you know everyone mean? Has their and rules. There's couples that don't let the people make out with each other.
So he can't have an overnight with Janet?
Is he coming home?
Well, you know,
overnight where?
At her house.
Yeah, well, I guess it depends how deep how open you with. That's like polyamorous at that point, okay. though. That's not swinging.
Okay, so if I call you, you better answer. If Janet pick up the phone, me and Janet will have
what
a problem.
What if I'm in the middle of a stroke?
You better pick up the goddamn phone.
Yeah, you better
phone.
Pick up that phone.
You better be like, yeah, baby, I'm just fucking Janet. And I'm like, okay, put me on speaker. What up, Janet?
What up, Janet? You gonna... Dry her
I don't know. That's kind of freaky. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you hear me fucking her, right, baby? Yeah, you hear that, right?
You know?
You like it, Janet? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like Janet faking that. It.
I'm turned on right now. So turned on.
You know, on. I just kind of feel like, you know, if that was to happen, there would need to be like rules. You know what I mean? I would need to have these boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be like a whole bunch of randos, right? Because then I'd be like, ew. What's going on?
So if I agree to these rules and talk to my wife, we good?
Wow.
So would you say you're jealous?
No, I'm just really possessive.
Okay, possessive. Well, it's natural for humans to be
jealous. Yeah, I mean, I'm not jealous of Janet, but I just know how people get, right? People get way too comfortable, right? And be like, oh, well, you know what? Me and Janet, we decided, what? So now you and Janet in a relationship.
You and Janet having conversations now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I just kind of feel like if that's who they are and that's their role, then that's fine. Like, you know, if I was dating Steve and me and Steve.
Yeah, you definitely are not a unicorn.
You know what I mean?
The main bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, like, you know, if I'm dating Steve, then Steve knows his position.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, Steve will meet my man meets Steve because he's going to be, I'm going to be fucking him often. Right? Just know I'm not out there, like, messing with other people. Right? You know Steve.
Yeah, that's you know that's good.
Ain't nobody getting my coochie.
And then you know, like, you know, I may be overnight with Steve if you're okay with it. If my man's like, listen, you can't do overnight, and I'm like, listen, Steve, I gotta be home like before the sun rises. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta be out here like before.
Like Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella.
Send me a orange you know, Uber back home.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's I'm just like really
I'm
weird.
I'm taking all these notes. I'm like, hey, baby, I got a proposition.
he's gonna be.
I mean, what about you? Are
rewatching?
You, I mean, I mean, do you like open relationships? Is that what you prefer?
I mean, what you like?
Well, I'm similar to. Notes. I understand what you're saying. I think.
I need boundaries.
I'm okay with sharing, though.
Oh, yeah? Really? Uh-huh.
I am. I do. I don't mind it. But I do have to like the girl.
Oh, well,
I have
yeah.
to fuck with her. Yeah, like if I...
You like my wife, right?
Yeah, well, I only met her once briefly, but she was cool.
Okay, well, I agree with you.
Oh, wait, that was like a setup.
Well, you know, I mean, I agree with you she on that one. Wife. Like, you know, I gotta, you know, like... Me, like, you know, I don't want to be in competition with Janet. You know what I mean?
Now, this is if this is someone that...
In a poly type of situation?
You're fucking... You're going to be fucking continuously. Now, if you went out and you fuck some hoe, go ahead, baby, get it. You better be strapped up, though.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Take a picture. I got him.
Yes. I like that. I think...
That way I can tell you, like,
let
nah.
me know for sure. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on my mood that day.
Yeah.
Video chat you like, hey, how you doing, baby?
Depends on my mood.
Well, I mean, you know, I just think that if you're in an open relationship, right, it should be like, you know, like there should be
but
no problems.
I don't want to be like at home like with cramps, right, and like crying and eating ice cream watching Netflix and like my man in Vegas like, hey, babe, I'm begging this bitch right now. Hope you're having a good night. I'd be pissed as fuck.
Hold on.
I'm about to find someone that does Red Wings in this motherfucker. I'll get my ass right up.
You know what? You don't fucked up.
No.
Is he going to hang in with his boys or he just happened to go out with Janet to Vegas? See, you can't do trips.
Ooh.
You know?
Why you both looked at me?
We're like, mm-hmm.
Why you looking at me?
Like, you can't do trips. Don't let me find out you're doing a business trip and then Janet showed the hell up.
Yeah.
Right, because please believe, I already found out where the hell Janet lives. I know where the hell she works at. I know her driver's license fold over.
Maybe, listen, just maybe Janet's just supporting her booty call.
Nah, mm-mm. You flying
Top
Janet
one.
Out? Listen,
Top
I don't care. You know what? I don't care if Janet paid for her damn ticket. The fact that Janet is in your hotel room.
No, that's boundaries, definitely, yeah, boundaries. For sure. Someone had mentioned in a comment that they would be in the lifestyle if it was someone that it wasn't serious with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see that.
But if it was someone that they actually had feelings for, it would start affecting the relationship.
Yeah.
And he said something funny because he was like...
That makes sense.
He gave an example. He's like, you know, you're pounding this girl and, you know, your wife is kind of like, why don't you fuck me like that?
Oh, that's my other rule. That's my other rule. Okay.
Right. Which I've had that position. You know like, you know I've watched my person banging the shit out of a girl.
Like,
and I'm like,
damn, I don't
I'm like, that, hold damn. On. Why are you fucking her so good?
Yeah. I promise, ladies, you know I fuck the same for everybody. I'm just
you know what?
You
that's
know.
Like my other rule. Like when I did like whatever, you know, and that was like my rule number one. You can't be doing like new dick tricks.
Putting the feet on the head and
shit. You can't do dick tricks, right?
Well, unless,
you can't be
unless,
sitting there
well,
doing
okay.
a front roll and next thing you know you're like sliding into the vagina.
Okay,
we ain't doing that.
If your man usually men are into butt stuff. You don't like butt stuff.
You can fuck her in the ass all day, every day
okay.
with two condoms
okay.
on.
But why do you keep looking at me?
I don't know, Cass,
you
because you're looking at us.
Are you trying to tell me something? I mean, are you trying to tell me the rules for me to have you into my life? And that's fine. Hey, I accept all these rules, and it's fine.
As long as rule number one is no other penis can enter
exactly.
into my
that's
domain.
That's my rule. I just don't like – I don't know. I just can't – I guess it's about feelings. If it's like maybe a girl I'm dating or something, mm-hmm. then I could probably – I'm cool with it. I'm on that freaky
so
stuff.
So you don't have like a best friend, like your best bro. Role that you're like
my wife
I do a pyramid with
what,
you
my bro. Wife
look
or,
nobody.
Or just, some random
just in chick. General just in general your
I mean,
whole life
I mean,
not a chick a guy yeah. like your bro like to yeah. have like a
with you
a
and your wife
threesome with a guy
and a girl
what
oh I've done that before like back in the days my savage days I'm the type of dude that ain't no fun if the homies can't fun I've been the dude getting
were
some
you
head
watching?
I've been the dude getting some head and be
did
like
you
yo you want
double penetration
like seriously. Now, actually, my boy did that. It was funny, right? We chilling, right, in my house, right? I'm banging this chick.
Some.
And so they went on the floor, and she's riding him. He's like, yo, dog, because that's how he talked. Yo, dog. Yo, put that dick in the ass. I'm like, oh, hell no, nigga. Like, nah, nigga. Like maybe from her, it would have been sexy, but when your dude is, yo, dog, put that dick in her ass. You know? And then I'm thinking, like, yo, so that means my balls are going to be smashing again. And then we hear you go, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever done DP?
What's that?
Double penetration.
No.
Isn't that what I just said? Is vagina ass type of deal?
Or
yeah, like a two dicks.
Yeah, yeah,
nah, yeah.
I can't be rubbing my dick against the other guy. That's just
no. Right. I haven't done it.
I don't think I could stay hard. I would stay hard. Like that means that I'm feeling good by rubbing on his dick. Balls
slapping.
You know what it is? Not even ball slapping. It's now like she's riding, but then it's like weird. Like, you gotta be positioned. Just like
if I come right, that means I come by rubbing on another man's penis. That means I'm gay.
No.
Well,
if his penis open. And my penis and I'm going like this, that means my sensation and feelings off his penis.
I don't think the anus the anus is all the way up top.
No, I'm talking about double penetration, like two in the coochie.
Oh, at the same time.
Yeah, the same
time. I thought it was
time.
Like two. Oh, yeah. Like, no, I thought it was like one
anywhere.
In
anywhere. Two in the ass.
Oh, I thought it was like one in
two
each
in
orifice.
The ass, one in the pussy. There's just a lot. There's a lot out there.
that's hard. Whatever, like, oof, God, that's a lot of things going on. She has to be like really wide.
Yo, you guys ever seen anal acrobats?
It's what? Like,
anal acrobats? What type of
I'm gonna Google that.
It's really fucking insane. Google. It's insane. I'm not into butt stuff, but that's just like a whole nother level of butt stuff.
It's like, a lot of ass.
That's too much. Too much ass. So too much gaping ass. That's
He's like, your asshole is huge.
Yo, I gotta take a shit just talking about this.
Yeah. So here's the question about, like, you know, because I'm team vanilla, right?
And, woo! With a little bit of sprinkles.
Woo! Yeah, you know, color sprinkles. Psh, right? Right? Just a little, you just throw it on there, like, right? What are, I guess, you know, some of, you know, your, like your hang-ups, right? So you're in this lifestyle, right? And, you know, we all have peeves, right? You know, when you're single and you're dating somebody, you're like, oh, so annoying, right? So what are some of your pet peeves within this lifestyle? Like, if you could, you know, change it in some way, what would you do?
Oh, okay. As a unicorn.
Because we're all unicorns. Okay. Are you unicorns?
Okay, well, I guess, yes. I'm a unicorn, you guys.
Yes. I'm a unicorn, goddammit.
What would I change?
With the butt plug with the unicorn hair in the back.
I do wear kitty tails, yes.
I've seen that. I was very interested. Yeah. It's interesting to look at, but I was like, mm-mm, I don't want nothing in my asshole. I'll put it in my vagina.
It's worth it. To me, it's worth it. The kitty tail's worth it for me, but that's it.
You put it in your ass?
Yeah, it's a butt plug.
Yeah, and it has like, you know, and you look like My Little Pony.
Okay, so answer the question.
Yeah, I'm still thinking. There's not much negativity in the lifestyle. Perhaps... Don't mix the unicorns in your personal issues.
Okay.
I see that a lot. I see couples like to argue in front of, like, I'm a very private person.
Right.
You got issues with your husband or your wife, go take that shit back home. Like, why are you here?
Right, okay.
I'm not here to fix your problems.
Maybe you are. Maybe
or that's hear about your problems. I'm here to drink, twerk, and shake my titties. Maybe look at a nice dick. I don't know.
You know, whichever ones come first.
So that, and, you know, I think also the mentality of, like, kind of how you sounded, where it's like, oh, she's just there, let's just use her and then be done with her. Like, right. There are people, too, you know?
I understand that.
Exactly. You so beam and so?
You know what? You know what? I understand it. You know, I mean, everybody, you know, is
but everybody's
person.
Different. Some
but
girls,
I just kind
like,
of, you know, I just kind of feel.
Just want that arrangement.
Not meaning, like, you know, like, she's just, like, you know, use it, you know, toss it, you know what I mean? Same thing with the guys. I just feel like, you know, everybody has a purpose.
And I'm not judging because I've done it. Dude, I went through, like, 6 months where, como dicen en español, arrasando con Orlando, okay? Uh-huh. And, like, I took, like, I was just banging, smashing anything that was coming
For
my way.
For English people speaking people.
I just said it, banging, smashing everything that was coming my way. Mostly women, though, and to the point where, like, I don't, something. I mean, I've ran into girls and they'll, you know, they'll be like, yo, you remember y'all had that threesome? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, you still got their numbers?
I'm sorry, what's your name?
You still got their numbers? Because you know I'm
probably, man. I don't know. There's mad bitches on my phone. Right. I love them all, though.
I love you all. You know? I mean, like, so, you don't necessarily feel like, what was touching? You know, so don't bring people in your personal problem. But then isn't it kind of like you're kind of like in this quasi-relationship type of deal?
That's why I said it depends. that's polyamory. That's not swinging.
Well, isn't swinging kind of like, hey, I'm going to swing with you today. Maybe I'll swing with you tomorrow.
Maybe. Or maybe yeah, but swing. We ain't going to talk about our feelings.
Yeah, poly's a real relationship. Like, you're actually in a relationship.
Like, you talk about my, she's like, are you talking about my feelings? Like, what is going on?
Because poly's like real relationship.
And then there's also that there's a difference too, I guess, because you can talk about feelings with your friends. Like, I'm friends with, and we're a very tight-knit community. We all do help each other out. And if someone's going through something, so
basically everybody knows your damn business. You know, Janet doesn't do anal, right?
In the swinger world,
yo, there's mad gossip. Yes.
Yo, you know her head is trash. Okay.
In the swinger world, when you start talking about feelings, you stop swinging.
Wait, what happened?
When you start talking about feelings on that, it's not swinging no more.
Yeah, you said that.
But wait a minute.
You don't fuck like you used to.
But isn't swinging...
That's so true, because we will stay partying for hours, just chilling, like at a regular vanilla party.
Hold on. But isn't swinging like, okay, you... like, aren't you dating somebody and then you guys swap around?
No.
Well, swinging can be threesomes. There could be soft swap, which is like...
That's whack.
Just like playing around. There's no penetration.
That's just watching live
between the couples.
Okay.
Now, necessarily... because I like your husband, and you know, you and my guy aren't vibing, that doesn't mean you guys have to fuck because me and him are gonna fuck. I mean, unless that's
what's going down.
That's what's gonna go down. I have taken one for the team, and so has my partner before.
Okay.
So I'm sure that happens. I don't necessarily see why that should happen, though. I don't think you should be forced. Because you're having a sexual connection with this person, then your partner has to fuck them and play with them.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's something that needs to be discussed in the beginning.
I would have been like, ew, I don't like
that. Well, I think people don't talk about it.
Yeah, say, okay,
tonight. You don't want to be mean. What are you going to say about your wife?
Your wife ugly as fuck. Yeah. I'm sorry.
My dick doesn't get
hard. The dick, though.
I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, you know?
I mean.
It's awkward.
See, I guess...
How do you approach someone with that?
I guess I'd be the one person. I'd be like, hey, you know, I'd be like, ew, he is not even my type. Like, why are you even playing me? Right? I'd be looking at you like this. The fuck? Listen, I'll just be in the room watching.
It'd always be them sexy women with them ugly-ass husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And women would be like, damn, that girl look good. They see some fat, ugly, nasty nigga.
You know
like,
what? And that's my fear, right? You know, because like, what if I enter this lifestyle? Right, I enter it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Let's talk about it.
And then I'm like,
slowly
okay.
And lubed.
Yeah. You know. And I go in, and some guys be like, hey. And I'm like, what's up? And he's like, hey, I would like to like touch you. And I'm like, stranger danger. Right. And then I run away. Right. Because then I'll be like, I don't even know you. Like, oof, don't touch me.
Well, then
I go back in. I try it again. Right. And then be like, hey, you know, I think I'll buy you a drink. And I was like, okay, I'll take a drink.
Baby steps.
And then be like, hey, you know, and then
I advise you to go with friends then.
And then I'd be like, ew, like, I don't even find you attractive, right? Because I'm really funny like that. Like, you say one wrong thing, psh, I'm done, right? Oh, man, you were so close. And then you said the wrong thing. And then
I set them up for it. Like, I'm sassy as fuck. So, like, if you can't deal with, like, my sassiness and my comebacks, like, you can't deal with my lifestyle at all.
Right. And then I feel like...
You don't deserve the extra titties.
Then I feel like I need to start saying, like, okay, hey, can you put the dick on the table real quick so we can just go ahead and just bypass everything else?
I've done that.
That
seems
like,
rude,
so, right?
Show me your dick.
And have you rejected a guy if he done that?
I've told guys to show me their dick, and I've just walked away. It's just for fun. Just downtown, you know.
Just for fun.
Drunk motherfuckers be like, hey, girl. I'm like, what's up, baby? You want to fuck or something? I'll be like, let me see a dick. And they'll do it. I'll be like,
damn.
Thank you. And then I'll leave.
I feel so insecure in this room right now.
Why? I didn't say anything negative about their dick. It's just I said thanks, and I winked.
You're like, oh,
thank you for the mental image for later.
Have you ever seen a man's dick and said, ooh, I'm going to get that?
Porno.
like you mean like if I'm in a venue and then like dicks or wings are out and I'm
I don't want people's penises just to be out unless it's like the places
well,
that
baby,
I go.
The nudist places we go, they're out. They're hard.
It depends. You know what I mean? I want to be like an old man, be like, hey there, young mama, and I'm like, old balls, wrinkled balls gives you worms. I can't do it. Like you never heard that? Wrinkle balls give you worms?
No, I'm kind of older,
ladies,
though.
We got 4 minutes.
I'm into older guys.
old,
I'm
like
into
60?
Everything,
like
you guys.
Old, like 80?
Are you old? Are you old,
like a century?
Black men?
No.
May have wives,
first of all, old like what? A century, 80, 60, 50.
I think the oldest I've hooked up with was probably 65-ish.
Wait, was he 65 looking young? Or was he 65 like, damn,
you've been 65 looking young.
Okay, you see?
Yeah.
And there
they
gotta
we go. Be hot.
And did
yeah,
he fuck like
sure.
he was 65?
No, I bet you he'd be on
it. A little bit.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
He was tired.
He was old, baby. He gave a lot of dick in his day.
He sucked the shit and was like, oh, don't move.
He was like, let me get my Viagra. And I'll be on and pop it. Give me like 25, 35 minutes and I got you.
Well, it's so funny. I've seen a lot more younger men take Viagra and shit like that than older guys.
Well, apparently, according to my aunt, she says that a lot of younger men have erectile dysfunction disorder.
Yeah, it's because all that party shit they be doing out
here. Or maybe because they jerk off all the time.
They jerk off and pussy is plentiful now. See, it's different. See,
you guys, I've never thought about that. It's really because they're jerking off all the time.
It doesn't get, you're not excited anymore. Like, I remember growing up, like, it was, I remember, you know, when you watch, like, the cable, the porno, and it'd be staticky, and you, like, trying to find the porno. But now,
all you hear
is
the voices.
Yeah,
I hear it.
Now it's so available on the internet, stuff like that. That like it a guy has to be really, really excited because I mean, to be honest, it's like you can. I mean, back in the days, porno wasn't free. You know what I'm saying? You had to buy that shit. Now,
right?
The shit is free.
Or steal it from a friend.
And then,
right?
all these chicks are giving it up and shit now. So it's like.
You know, they be on Snapchat.
Damn, why you
VIP.
Gotta say like that? All these chicks are giving it up.
These ladies are living
their best lives and getting the dick they deserve.
On Snapchat Premium, making their money.
Women are just hoes.
Oh, damn.
Snapchat
Some
Premium.
Some of y'all men are just community dick.
Right? Hello.
Wait, men have always been community dick. Let's be real. That shit ain't never changed. Since Roman times, biblical times. Niggas be out there like,
community penis.
I shall give you thy dick today.
So, wait a minute. Have you ever been somebody's fetish?
All right, girls, we got 1 minute. We got to wrap it up.
Yes, I'm everybody's fetish. And with that, good night, everybody, from RSVP Talk Lifestyle.
What? Thank you guys for having me on. He's like, yes, I have been. I've been everybody's fetish.